Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Bacon Smiles Podcast. I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend,
Evan Schellmuffer.
That's right. Trying to be quiet, as always, as my daughter is sleeping in the other room.
A little security camera footage going on.
Yeah, looks like paranormal activity, as Evan was nice to point out. So episode 47.
Wow.
You know, we're just mowing right through these things. It's officially the last day of Lent. So we're going to talk about that. See how we're making out with our Lenten promises.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Easter weekend. See what the plans are. And my anniversary is Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, Eve and I. And you got music.
Absolutely.
And then Saint Ludolf of Ratzenberg.
Say that three times fast.
You can't even say that one time fast.
No, I can't. I can't even say fast properly.
It's all right. I'm running on, like, no sleep, so. Yeah.
So you got your double cans of Monster Energy. Yeah.
This episode of Bacon Smiles brought to you by Monster Energy Drink.
Yeah, not bacon like you'd expect.
And then Gospel, we're going to go with Washing of the Feet, John.
Nice.
13, 1 through 15. And then you got News of the Weird. So
always.
Yeah, you know. Gonna get right into this.
Yeah, jump right in.
So, last day of Lent.
Yeah. And Holy Thursday tomorrow.
Yeah, Holy Thursday tomorrow. The Triduum begins.
That's right.
I enjoy saying that word. Triduum.
Yeah.
The nice thing about I really enjoy the way the weekend flows from Holy Thursday with washing of the feet, the bringing up of the oils, and then Good Friday with Stations of the Cross, and then the celebration that is the Easter Vigil. Mm. Like, I thoroughly enjoy the Triduum.
Yeah.
And I guess it hasn't always been that way for me. I used to just only go on Easter, you know, and then, you know, working for the church, it's like, hey, can you do this and that, and you know, volunteer to do extra things throughout Holy Week, and then all of a sudden I'm like, I've been missing this, and I'm supposed to be there, you know, it's a Catholic obligation, but it's not the obligation like, you know, I have to go, but when you really follow the traditions and the journey of Jesus through those days, like, it's awesome, you know? And so that's what most people do their Lenten promises right up until Easter. I do the same. And just, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed this part of it, even though Lent is technically over tomorrow. Yeah. But how did you make out with your Lenten promises?
I did really well. One of the things that I was giving up was fast food.
Okay.
Which I was able to stick to. It was a little frustrating because on my way to work, I now drive by two Chick-fil-A's. They just put one up. I think they put one up in Southington during the season of Lent just to try me a little bit. But I stuck to it. And the other thing that I was trying to do is just try to do something nice. Doesn't have to be anything, you know, planned or anything, but just an act of kindness to random people. And it's turned into a habit.
It's
a nice habit. Even if I'm having a rough day, just passing on kindness to others.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
that's great. I did really well with my exercise every day but Sundays of Lent. And I also did really well with, of course, giving up alcohol for all of Lent. So
go to your bed.
If you hear any ticky tacky going on, that's Buster spinning around.
Good boy.
He's the new addition to the podcast team as of a couple episodes ago. We just started having him in here rather than listen to him scratch at the door and whine, which would have eventually woken up Zoe.
So, yeah.
And Eva may have murdered him.
Never find the dog again.
So that's why he's in here. And if you hear his little nails ticking around, that's what that noise is.
Yeah.
Now that I'm totally distracted. Yeah. Again, I'm operating on like no sleep.
Right. You were saying like 2 hours last night.
Yeah. Zoe is now on a kick of I'm going to sleep for 3 hours from 9 to midnight and then be up until 4 a.m. and then sleep until 7 a.m. So I try to leave the house between 6:30 and 7 mm-hmm. every day for work.
Yeah.
So it's been fun. In all honesty, Eva is who I feel the worst for.
Because
yeah. a lot of it is she's got to get up and nurse, and mm-hmm. I can try to comfort Zoe, but right. I can't feed her.
Right.
And so it's been rough. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. So prayers are still appreciated. but yeah, so the giving up of alcohol, it's always easier than I think it's going to be. Because mm. here's the thing. Yeah, I enjoy having a beer with watching TV, dinner and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you want to make sure that it's not getting in the way
right.
of your relationship with God, or that yeah. shouldn't be the way that you cope with things and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And I always feel like it's a good time to really let go
right.
of it. And the one thing that it makes me notice every year is how much, like, alcohol is advertised everywhere and how much you see it. It's in every TV show, really, mm-hmm. and you just see it all the time, you mm-hmm. know, and how many package stores there are. Like, yeah. you wouldn't even realize it, you know, how many you drive by,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, yeah, it kind of makes me more aware. And I like that. It makes me understand that, like, I don't need this. And mm-hmm. In all honesty, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, I know I'm a sinner, and I know that I should not drink in excess, and I should mm-hmm. stay. And this helps me reassure that, yeah. you know. And, you know, I never claim to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those things where it's like I need to reestablish my relationship with God and make sure that this is not something that's getting in the way of that. So it's cool. That's what I think giving something up for Lent should be. It's definitely right. should be something where it's like, you know, even with me working out every day, I should be healthier. I need right. to make sure that I'm staying fit and don't die when I do right. the Tough yeah. Mudder. And
yeah. like MJ said when you were talking about that, way to start off.
Nice and easy. Well, you know, I did... before the podcast tonight, I did 40 bicep curls with, 70 pounds. I did 40 seated presses with 100 pounds. And I did 40 pull-downs with 100 pounds or so. So,
nice.
Yeah,
I just like to say before the podcast, I picked up my Krispy Kreme order from my sister for a fundraiser. So,
there you go. I did not do that.
No,
we do have an abundance of Girl Scout cookies because my goddaughter sells Girl Scout cookies, yeah. and it's good that I don't really eat them anyway. But Eva is now on a new like health regimen to try to maintain some health, and so she's like, ah, we don't need these cookies. We need to get rid of these cookies.
Yeah.
So we have an abundance, and they're going to end up going to youth groups.
There you go.
So they're not a temptation for
right.
Eva.
Right, exactly. Bring them to the teenagers instead.
Yeah. What do you got for plans this weekend?
So, including the Holy Trinity, for Thursday, our choir is going to be singing at the Holy Thursday Mass.
Nice. You're still singing in the choir.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm joining in for this week. So I'll be singing in... my little sister's actually bringing up the oil during Mass, so that'll be cool to see.
That's awesome.
Her involved in that. And then...
as the confirmation candidate?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then Saturday night... I'll be helping out with the Easter Vigil Mass.
Awesome.
And then Sunday morning, we'll be going over to Jen's parents' house, and we'll be doing Easter breakfast there.
Oh, great.
Might see my parents before I have to head off to work, but still some plans up in the air for the weekend. So.
Nice. How about yeah. you? So, of course, Holy Thursday tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I have to get my feet washed. Mm. I was informed of this.
Oh.
I did not volunteer. I was voluntold that I had to do this.
Bed. Go to your bed.
All right. So, Buster. So, I had to get a few other volunteers from the youth group to do the same thing. And...
She's like, I'll lie down anywhere but my bed.
Exactly. So I had to voluntold a few different people. Voluntel, whatever.
Yeah.
I voluntold you that. So a couple of my youth from my youth group are going to get their feet washed as well. I'm like, hey, just bring us some sandals. That way we don't have to wait for you to take your socks off.
That'd be a nice little bulletin to have outside your office, like a little billboard poster thing saying you've been voluntold.
And for
have
this, yeah.
names put up there. Check the list. See if you've been voluntold for something.
And then I'm hoping to get out of work early enough to do the Good Friday service. It's tough because most of the services are at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Good Friday because we should have it off.
Right.
And then, of course, the Easter Vigil. I'm not sure if I'm going to do the Easter Vigil because I have to run youth activities Easter Sunday at Sacred Heart. They do their annual Easter egg hunt after 8 o'clock mass, before 10 o'clock mass, and I'm also running some games and stuff for that. So, anyone in the area who wants to come out to do an Easter egg hunt, Sacred Heart Church in Bloomfield will be having a few hundred eggs. They're saying like 500-600 eggs will be hidden on the ground. So, come out and play some games, have some fun, and enjoy yourselves with the Easter egg hunt. So it's
very
cool.
Nice.
You know, I haven't done it something like that before.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to it. And the really cool thing about Easter weekend is it's like the anniversary of Eva becoming Catholic because she went to the RCIA program 2 years ago. And so it's kind of like a double anniversary. For our wedding anniversary is this Friday, so March 30th, and then the anniversary of her becoming like officially Catholic is on Saturday because it's, you know, the Easter Vigil is when RCIA gets confirmed. So really cool to kind of package that all in.
Yeah.
And so it's our first anniversary, and that is the anniversary of paper. And I got something along those lines. I can't say it because she'll listen to the podcast tomorrow and know what I got her. it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, I got something made, say that. And it comes, and I'm like, I'm not sure if she's going to like it.
Yeah.
You know, that thing where it's like you order something because you're like, hey, that's kind of cool, and it fits with the, it's paper and type of thing. And then all of a sudden it's like,
Yeah.
But now I don't have time to get something else. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I'll give you an update next, next podcast.
We'll be praying for you.
Yeah. I think that if Eva just gets some sleep, she'll accept
that. That'll be the best gift.
The best gift ever.
Yeah.
Anything else you got going on Easter? Oh, wait a minute. I didn't get to actual Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
So in the morning after the activities on Easter Sunday, I'm going to go to the Piggott's for brunch. Because that's like the best meal ever.
Yeah.
It's like you can eat twice the amount of bacon.
Yeah. Because
technically
and
it's
the
breakfast.
Leftovers.
It's breakfast bacon and lunch bacon.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, why not? And then I'll have dinner at Eva's parents' house for Easter dinner. And I may or may not have my brother's dog because he actually just flew out to go down to Florida so he can have Easter with my parents, which is cool. So,
nice.
You know. We'll have two dogs and a baby, and that's just like a sitcom. Man.
Yeah, anniversary going on.
Yeah, it's great. Is it? Got a lot going on.
Yeah. No rest for the weary.
All right, music.
So some new releases that have recently come out. Jordan Feliz is a new project called Future is in stores now, along with Harvest, who did a little bit of work with Third Day a couple of years ago. Her album Preachers just came out. Also, Snoop Dogg's Bible of Love came out recently. And,
Snoop Dogg dropped
a gospel album.
Oh, interesting. What?
Yeah. And it was interesting. I was a little hesitant to share that. But I did read some reviews, and apparently he doesn't do a whole lot of work on the album. He has a lot of the actually well-established gospel singers.
That's cool.
Heavy lifting it, and then he'll come in and drop a few verses and just a laid-back approach to it. So If you're into that, worth looking out, checking that out. Also this Friday, Pat Barrett, who wrote Good Good Father, and then Chris Tomlin discovered it. He just got signed to Chris Tomlin's label. He'll be releasing an EP this Friday. Also this Friday, Andrew Peterson's Resurrection Letters Volume 1 is coming out. And if you just check out one song on that album, I recommend Is He Worthy?
Oh, okay.
Which was just sent out to radio. It's very liturgical, very gorgeous. Highly recommend it. And then coming out April 3rd, first Friday of the new month, is Point of Grace is coming out with a project called Beautiful Name, Hymns and Worship Songs.
Cool. Oh, so that's what you got?
Yeah, that's what I have.
Review of I Can Only Imagine.
Yeah. Well, first off, the theater was packed when
was
we
it?
Went.
That's good.
We went. We bought our tickets in advance because I was afraid of it selling out. So then I went, well, we got our tickets. We can go in like 10 minutes before the movie starts. We're following some people going in. This older lady's right in front of us, and she yells to the person in front of her, so how's it looking as we're about to get past that little barrier? She looks around the corner and goes, not good. We come around the corner, the whole place is full. We ended up sitting on the floor, like right in front, like in the seats on the floor level.
They oversold us.
We didn't have to pull out a blanket and sit on the floor. But the movie was really well done. A lot of people laughing and gasping and crying at the right times, and people yelling amen and hallelujah. So it was really, really cool to see the responses happening at the appropriate time.
Yeah, cool.
And in the box office, it's doing fantastic. It's been hanging on. When it came out, it was number two in the box office. And now, even with the Black Panther and the new Pacific Rim movie that just came out,
can't believe they made a second movie of that. Excuse my negativity.
How do you feel about it? But it's still at number...
The first one wasn't that good.
Right. But it's still maintaining number three in the box office.
Excuse me one second. Buster, what are you doing?
Buster is taking over the podcast. Go to your bed.
Go in your bed. Last time you just slept. What is happening? Sorry, everybody.
Everyone watching on Facebook Live is going, where is this dog? I want to see this dog. All right. So,
nothing like some silence.
So do you want to do the Bible reading, the scripture reading, or the saint of the day?
Okay. So, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Did it meet your expectations or exceed your expectations?
It met my expectations because I had heard a lot of reviews from people within the music industry saying that this is a really well done movie.
Okay.
One thing that I'd like to see in the future is something like this not necessarily advertised as a Christian movie, because I feel like that can be a turnoff for some people. Mm. I understand the faith aspect of it, but when people say, you know, this is the best Christian movie ever made, I feel like that's just a label being put on it. Whereas if you go see any other movie, you go, this is a good movie.
Well, that's not really a genre, you know? Like, is it a drama? Is it a comedy? Right. Is it an action movie? Is it sci-fi? Mm-hmm. Christian isn't a category amongst itself. If it's a dramatic, faith-based movie,
right,
it's still a drama.
Right, exactly. So I'd rather see something like that. And then someone was mentioning that there was a lot of shock over the success of this movie. Mm. It was made on a $7 million budget, and it's just...
That's much higher than I would have thought they would go. But again, they do have, what's it, Dennis Quaid, isn't it?
And they licensed a lot of songs to be played on it for the soundtrack, like the movie soundtrack during the movie. So they had some pretty big artists on that they had to pay for.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say it wasn't like royalties. Mostly Mercy Me.
They had some Mercy Me, but they had some other artists that had their songs featured during the movie that they had to pay royalties for.
Okay.
But yeah, the money that it's pulling in, it's doing very well financially. Mm. And so this person was saying, you know, there's a lot of reviews coming out saying, oh, this is a surprise hit. It's surprising how well it's doing. And they're saying...
Well, in the secular world, they're just, you know, they try to take a little bit of the wind out of the sails.
Right. So the person was just wondering if there's any chance in the future that people won't look at a Christian movie and go, oh, it's a surprise that it's doing well. It's a surprise that people want to see this message and this encouraging story.
Yeah, well, so the I'm trying to be polite in this as I can be. But so the question is whether or not the secular world, the news out there, will actually admit that Christians exist.
Right, right. That sex doesn't have to sell something.
Well, that's exactly right. So the question is whether or not they're going to come to terms with the fact that there are millions and millions and millions of Christians who exist.
Right.
Because when you watch regular mainstream TV, regular mainstream media, you see all the stuff that is pushed, pushed, pushed.
Right.
Sorry, I'm going to get in a little political nonsense right now. But when you look at what's happening right now in our culture, in the marches and everything else, it's good to see people passionate about things, okay? Whether or not I agree with everything that people are in protesting and whatever, whatever. I'm not going to say one way or the other, just because that's not what this podcast is about. But what I will say is, if you only followed the mainstream media, you would never understand how large of a group we as Christians are. And you just get, just keep getting told, like, oh, no, there's not a lot of you. There's not a lot of you.
Right.
But then, you know, I go to a National Catholic Youth Conference, and that's just Catholics, 25,000 young people, high school age. 25,000 high schoolers travel to Indianapolis to celebrate Mass, to go to workshops, to celebrate community together. Like, 25,000. And then World Youth Day. Again, young people, millions, 2 million young people, you know, just descend on a city where the Pope will hold Mass. Like, there's a lot of us.
Yeah.
And so when people say things like, oh, it's a surprise hit, oh, these Christian movies, I can't believe how well they do, it's like, well, there's a lot of Christians in the world. I get that the number one growing religious organization, or not organization, but the number one section that people answer on, like, what religion they are is none. I get that that is the number one growing thing, because today's society, that's what you would think. That's what you're led to believe, is that this is not the truth, that God does not exist. But God does exist, and people who know him and can just hear him in their daily life and see him in their daily life know he exists. And they're yearning and hungering for good Christian entertainment. And when they find it, they're like, all right, tell everyone you know, because you need to go see this movie, because it's good, and it's wholesome, and I can bring my whole family to it. And that's where, you know, all the stuff that quote-unquote sells on TV, it doesn't need to be that. And that's where I'm hoping we can get to. Because I'm hoping that, you know, a comedian like Brian Regan, you know, he can, he sells out everywhere he goes, but not everyone knows him.
Right.
And he doesn't curse. He's just goofy, and he's funny. And my friend,
very observational,
you know. And my friend Sean Forrest, who's a little, who definitely would be known as a conservative parent, wanted to make sure that he doesn't, you know, expose his kids to things that they should not be exposed to. He would bring his kids to it. He did bring his kids to a Brian Regan show because he knows it's not going to be the over the top. There's not going to be cursing. There's not going to be innuendos and stuff like that. But it's still going to be silly, roll on the floor laughing.
Yeah.
Funny. And that's where, like, I feel like it's easy to go for the cheap laugh or swearing or cursing and the shock value. It's easy to go for, you know, tantalizing entertainment. It's easy to make that stuff. It's harder to make something that is wholesome but still grab your attention, that you know, it's a different level. And when stuff like that succeeds, it makes people have to say, oh my goodness, there are a lot of people looking for Christian entertainment.
Well, it's, you know, going back to Brian Regan, that's why so many comedians look up to him, like people like Bill Burr, who is very edgy, just looking up at him and going, oh, he's a comedian's comedian. You know, he's the cream of the crop. He's the best.
Yeah, because he doesn't need to do all those other things.
Yeah.
And so, sorry to go off on a tangent, but it's important to remember that you're not alone as a Christian, that God is there. Jesus is there. Mm. We're going into Easter weekend. Jesus died for your sins. He has healed us all. And continuing to turn to him, he will continue to heal us, fix us. We are all broken. I am a sinner. I will never sit here and say that I am perfect. I will never say that I am not broken. I am probably more broken than any of you could ever imagine. And I know that Jesus can heal me. And I was able to experience confession on Monday. Because Lenten confessions, awesome. Eva went, I went, we had Zoe with us. And so Eva went in, I was watching Zoe. Then I went in and she took Zoe out to the car and so we left. But going as a family, super important. Mm. And it just sets that for when Zoe's a little older. We'll set that example. Mm. How important it is, the sacraments, what Jesus did for us. You know, like it's important. And to know that we're not alone. You know, when you went, the theater was packed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes you feel like you're the only person that believes this, because if you look at Facebook, if you look at the news, you look at these things, everyone is just saying there is no God. Oh, whatever you believe is fine. Like, I don't want to shatter anyone's bubble, but God exists. Jesus exists. I guess you wouldn't be listening to this podcast.
I don't know. Does it still say Buddhist? On the podcast on iTunes?
But you know, like,
this is
the truth. Jesus is the truth. There can only be one truth, and Jesus is it. So you know, all this other stuff out there, whatever makes you feel good is good. Unfortunately, that's not the truth, and you can find something that makes you feel good, and you will can find that healing that you're hungering for, and you can find it in Jesus. Mm. Not to get all corny on you, but like I feel like I needed to say that, because I don't know, something about that where it's just like, oh, this surprise. It's surprising that people would go see a Christian movie.
Could you imagine they'd go see a wholesome movie?
Come on. Yeah. It's just, that's my thing, is that that's where people just don't know. People just think they just think that, oh, no one believes in that anymore. It's because we know. It's not this weird belief. It's we know. Mm-hmm. We have a strong belief. It's our faith. It's what we know. It's not a question to me whether or not Jesus exists. It's not a question to me whether or not he died, got resurrected, and did all of that for my sins so that I may live on in heaven after I die here on earth. Like, it's not a question anymore. Yeah. And so, you know, it's important to remember. So, on to our saint of the day. A little clicking.
Just not dog toenails this time.
Yeah. So, Saint Ludolf of Ratzenberg, Germany.
So, that's Ludolf with an L, not an R.
Did I say Rudolf?
No, I was just clarifying, because it could Rudolf sound like, red, it could sound like because either way, yeah. Rudolf the Red-Nosed Saint.
So, he became a bishop in Germany, and he went out and he was preaching to everyone, and he was in religious life, was a huge defender of the church, and unfortunately he was imprisoned, tortured, and eventually died from that torture. So he was a martyr, hence that just directly to sainthood when you're martyred for your faith. But the really cool thing that happened among one of the soldiers that had imprisoned him, he had major headaches. And so these headaches actually came because he had an arrowhead stuck in his head. He had been shot with an arrow. And so this soldier begged for intercessions from the Blessed Mother and from Saint Ludolf. And he was healed. One day he woke up and the arrowhead was just like out of his head. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that true saint intercession and healing. And so that's one of the miracles attributed to St. Ludolf of Ratzenberg, because that's fun to say.
Yeah. Ratzenberg. That's a fun name.
That's a fun name. All right. So, St. Ludolf of Ratzenberg, our saint of the day.
And time now, for the Bibble. Digital Bigel. Digital Bibble.
Say that 10 times.
I'm a little low on sleep, too.
All right. So, Gospel John, the Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in this world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already introduced Judas, son of Simon, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his garments. He took a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with a towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that I have done for you, and you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I love the line where he says, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later."
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I think we can just apply to every day, and sometimes every minute.
Yeah.
Just, Jesus, what are you doing right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to understand. And, well, you will. In time when I find that it's appropriate for you to know.
Yeah, and that's where just so much of this can, so much of it where it's like, all you have to do is have your feet washed and you are clean all over. But not all of you are clean, because I know one of you is betraying me.
Mm-hmm.
One of you is not clean because Satan has taken a hold of you, and you have let Satan take a hold of you, and you have betrayed me. But he knew that was the prophecy before, before he was even there.
Yeah.
He knew what he had to do. And just, it's so, he came down, humbled himself to wash his disciples' feet so that they would do it for each other. And it's one of those things, it's like, I have now cleaned you, and you will continue to clean each other after I am gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of lend that towards confession, where he says, if you forgive, then I forgive.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those things where now I am cleaning you, and you shall be clean.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I am gone, you should be able to do this for each other. I am allowing you to clean of each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's important to remember, that we need that. That
right.
We need to have that in our lives. That we need to remember that we can be clean. Because sometimes when we get dirty, right?
Yeah.
So when we get sinful, or we get bogged down by life. It's easy to stay there. Mm-hmm. It's not as easy to ask for help or to go ask for forgiveness. It's not as easy to admit to God, like, I'm weak. I am a sinner, and I don't know why I keep committing this sin. I do know. I'm weak.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's one of those things where, you know, you go to confession or whatever. You fall into that darkness. You fall into that self-pity, whatever it is, depression. Whatever you fall into, and you can stay there, you know, because sometimes it's easier to just stay there than it is to just say, I need help. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you allow the devil to whisper in your ear and say, you don't deserve it. No, you're too broken. You can't do it. You're too weak. Mm-hmm. No, God doesn't love you because you're broken. And God doesn't love you because you did these things. How could anyone love you because of this? Because of your shortcomings? Because you lost your temper? How could anyone love you? Because instead of doing this, you wanted to do something for yourself. You helped yourself out instead of helping others. How could anyone love you? That's just the devil in your head. Because we all have moments of selfishness. We all have moments where we lose our temper. We all have moments of sinfulness is what I'm trying to say. And when you allow the devil to get in there and he's telling you, hey, you're not worthy. Hey, you can't be clean. You're dirty. You'll never be clean. That's when you're letting the devil win. And sometimes it takes someone else going, hey, it's okay. Let's go pray. Let's go to church. When was the last time you went to church? I think we need to go. Sometimes it takes that. Sometimes it takes someone saying, hey, you want to go to this retreat this weekend? Yeah. You know, sometimes it takes that. Sometimes it's as simple as, hey, man, I was thinking about going out to a movie. You want to go? You know, it's as simple as that. So all I can say is what we do for each other. Also, pick each other up. I say it a lot. I know I do. But if there's someone in your life that you haven't really reached out to in a while, or maybe someone that you haven't forgiven in a while, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to reach out to that person. Maybe they're listening and waiting for your call. And maybe they're feeling the same way. Like, I haven't talked to that person in a while, you know? And it's important. It's important to do that. And I think that it's a huge message that Jesus humbled himself enough to come down, like, to kneel down and wash his disciples' feet.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing. That Jesus, our Lord and Savior, would bend down and wash.
And it's very symbolic, too, when you consider these guys were wearing flip-flops or sandals, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Probably didn't have flip-flops back then.
No, but they're sandals, they're so dirty, all the everything.
Dust and dirt that got caught in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Real quick before we get into the news of the week.
Sure.
So those of you from St. Bart's, you may remember a lady named Jackie, who was part of the liturgical committee, decorated the altar all the time.
Was very involved for a long time.
She passed away last week. I actually went to the wake yesterday. Her funeral was this morning, and I had to work. I'm good friends with her grandson, and I just wanted to let you guys know that she passed away. An amazing woman. She will be missed. She's a beloved member of the St. Bart's family. And just to see the number of people that came through that wake yesterday, nice. Just saying, like, she said the rosary every day. She did this every day. You know, like, just her faith and smile and everything about that was just so evident in everything that she did. It's one of those, like, she's definitely one of the people that you strive to be, you know? Like, her faith, her level of faith is something that, you know, I strive for. So, just I wanted to say that before we get to the news of the weird, because it'd be an odd transition.
Yeah, it'd be weird to go from something so high to, you know.
So, anyway, rest in peace, sure. Jackie. You will be missed, and we will see you again.
She was one of my CCD teachers, I
really?
Remember, as a kid, yeah.
She's an awesome lady. So,
Amen.
All
right. So for news of the weird, this is coming out of Florida, which I feel a lot of the news of the weird comes from. But apparently the beautification advisory board in, and I'm trying to see where this was, Fort Myers, Florida, okay. was looking to get rid of a tree that is over 100 years old.
100 years old?
Yeah, just remove it from a park. And I'm not sure why they made that decision, but a lot of people were upset by it. And Karen Cooper was one of them, and so she and a bunch of her neighbors got together and decided, you know, as the old saying goes, if you love it so much...
Why don't you marry it?
They married it. So
unbelievable.
So I think it was three women. It was this lady, Karen Cooper, and it just says several other brides and white grooms said their vows to the tree, and Karen said, if they cut down this tree... I'm going to be a widow. So they haven't stopped the process completely, but they're using that as leverage in their case.
Something tells me that wedding is not legal.
No, no, especially in the Catholic Church. Well, if they cut down that tree, she's going to be tiny, that's for sure.
I had to get that pun.
Yeah, I had to.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that music means it's time to wrap up our podcast. Thanks so much for listening. As always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend,
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Shoot us a message, steve@baconsmiles.org. Thanks for listening. Keep smiling. God bless.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.